to thank the gentleman from Wu-Tang for that clarification. Thank you very much. And peace to you as well.
So the man of the hour is Old Dirty Bastard from Wu-Tang Clan. If you watched the Grammys last night, he just stormed up right on stage.
He just bogarted that mic.
He just took the mic away from Sean Colvin. Nobody tells him what to do. And he just bought new clothes and everything.
Well, he explained that.
Here, Old Dirty Bastard, how are you, man?
How are you?
What's happening, man?
I just want to let you know, out of anybody in the world, you are very, 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 very unique.
Real, thank you.
I love your show. That's
yeah. I like that you find me unique, and I was thinking just the same thing about you. You look exhausted, like last night was completely out of control, was it?
Did you get any sleep at all?
I got a little rest, but it's fine, and it's beautiful, it's dirty. And that's the way it is.
Let me go through it with you, if you don't mind, Mr. Bastard. May I call you Mr. Bastard?
Please,
it's very funny to me. Yeah, I like that.
Did the New York Times write Mr. Bastard?
Well, the 1010 Winds was calling him Mr. Bastard.
Well, the New York Times is famous for that
yeah.
kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, yes.
What age did you become Old Dirty Bastard?
Or was that your name at birth?
No, his name at birth is Russell Jones.
Okay.
Yes, Russell Jones.
Is Russell Jones dead?
No. Russell Jones is here.
Yeah, he's in the house?
Yes, definitely in the house.
All right.
Live and well.
So Wu-Tang Clan has been together how many years?
We've been together all our lives.
All your lives. So you went to the Grammys because you were nominated, but you were nominated for what? For the non-televised awards. You know that they have a whole bunch of awards that never get on TV?
Tons of awards. Most of the awards are not given out on television.
So you bought a whole bunch of new clothes and everything.
Yes.
And you went to the non-televised awards, and you lost.
Yes, yes.
To who? Puff Daddy?
Yes, yes, yes.
What was your category?
Best album of the year. We lost to Puff Daddy.
And rap.
Right. Now, as you said, Puff Daddy's okay, but Wu-Tang is number one.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Because you guys rep, you speak to the children, is that what you said?
Seriously, explain that.
Well, it wasn't no disrespect to Puffy, Sean Combs, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to start a war. Right, you felt, hey, man, we've been slighted, man. I mean, you know, what's this Puff Daddy winning this award, and we weren't even televised.
It wasn't that. It wasn't like that. It was just, you know, I'm talking about rap in itself being televised, you know what I mean?
Right,
you
right.
Know, all of us as one being televised.
You were disrespected.
Yeah.
Did you decide early on that you were going to run up on stage and interrupt Sean Colvin, or did you just happen all of a sudden?
Yes, it just all of a sudden was happening and was there.
It was burning inside of you?
Yes.
You were
what
upset.
What opportunity did you see?
Yes. I don't know. It just happened, and I mean, like I said, no disrespect to Puffy. You know, he got it going on. You know what I mean?
Well, I know what you mean.
Yes, anyone who's selling records, I mean, doing what, you know, what they're supposed to do as far as, you know, entertainment.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
That's beautiful.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I know what you mean.
It's just, I feel that rap is here, you know, and rap is going to be here. And, you know, we
felt that rap wasn't represented.
Right.
Right.
Well,
So wait a second.
You see Erykah Badu announce an award, right?
Right.
And the next thing I see is you kissing her on the cheek.
Right.
Oh, that was, she was announcing Sean.
Yeah.
To Sean Colvin.
I didn't know that.
Oh, stop it.
So what did you do? No, you just sprung honestly, out of your chair. You just sprung out of your chair and you said, I'm going up and I'm going to say something.
Yes, but I didn't know. Oh, no.
Yeah, somebody else had just gotten an award.
I didn't know what type of award they just, you know, I didn't.
You just grabbed the mic.
Yes.
Right. Did you feel, hey, man, maybe I shouldn't be doing this, or you don't care?
I felt both at the same time, but, you know.
Right. You had to do what you had to do.
The lady just kept moving. You know how
right.
You see a beautiful woman?
Yeah.
And knowing this, your legs keep moving, and you got a big don't walk sign in your face.
Well, let's play for everybody what happened. You walked right up, and while she was supposed to be accepting her award, you beat her to the punch, and you got up there. Let's play your comments.
Please calm down. The music and everything.
I like that you told the audience to calm down. Please calm down. Did you think that they needed to be calmed down?
Oh, man.
All right, let's why did you tell them to calm down?
Because I had to calm down myself.
Right, you couldn't believe what was going on. All right, let's hear what happened. Obviously, you were gripped by the moment.
Yeah. I said,
I went and bought me an outfit today that costed a lot of money today. I mean, because I figured that Wu-Tang was going to win. I don't know how y'all see it, but when it comes to the children, Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children. You know what
now,
I mean?
Now, what are you teaching the children?
What
seriously
are you talking about?
What are you talking about right there?
Love.
Love.
Puffy is good, but Wu-Tang is the best, okay? I want y'all to know that this is ODB, and I love you all. Peace.
Now, at that point...
Now, you're shaking your head. Why are you shaking your head? You don't believe it.
I just got to talk to him, because at that point, you know, as he gets to the Wu-Tang is number one, there's a guy at his shoulder now trying to drag him off stage.
Now, were you going
to
fight that guy, or...
No, not at all.
No. But when he started dragging you off, did you realize it might have been more serious than ever?
People
get upset about that. But I like the energy there. I understand what you're trying to do. Now, after this happens, do they throw you out of the Grammys? Or did they kick you out backstage? What happens as a result of this? Did you run backstage and swipe somebody's Grammy and run out with it?
No.
No, all right. Were people giving you a cold shoulder?
Not at all.
Really?
No.
No, people were friendly to you.
Did they take you to the press room after this?
Yes.
Yes, they did. And let me ask you, were you drunk or high on pot or something when you did this?
Oh, no. I'm always sober.
Right. You've been sober now for how long?
For how long? A while.
What was that, like 6 months?
Yeah.
Is that really true?
Yeah.
You're telling me you're not on anything?
No, I'm not.
I would have sworn you were.
Not at all.
Really?
No. I see, last night when that happened, I said, whoa, is he high?
Really?
Ooh. Well, no, not at all. I only drink water. That's the only thing I drink.
So now you had to be all shook up after what you did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did Puff Daddy come up to you and say anything bad or say, hey, man, what's up?
Some of his bodyguards approached me.
They really?
Did. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, they approached me like the mafia or something.
What'd they
what
say
did
to you?
Say?
Dirty, what you meant by that? I said, look, I ain't mean no harm. I ain't, as a matter of fact, by you approaching me, you know, I didn't figure that you would take it that way, because I didn't mean nothing to Puffy. Puffy's my best friend.
That's what
so
you said?
Good.
You know, no wonder they don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
seriously,
right.
You know, there's not that much communication going on.
Yeah, but it's like right. I got love for Puffy, you know what I'm saying? It's
I
like,
hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, ever since I knew Puffy, you know what I'm saying, I've been bobbing my head to his music.
Okay. But what were you saying then when you got up on stage? You said, I don't know how you see it.
But
I think Wu-Tang is number one, so you were basically saying you thought Wu-Tang should have won that award.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, because they helped the kids.
Let me get it straight here.
All right, finally.
Puffy is here for the kids, too. You know what I mean? I sometimes we say things out of emotions, you know, and I'm not going to lie. You know, I love Puffy, you know, and I love Wyclef. You know, I love all rap artists. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You know, but see, Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
Exactly.
All you bitches, put your snaps together. And all you niggas, put your sticks together. Trees. I went coconuts, dip my dunk in between your donuts. Don't want it if it ain't no slut, bitch. Father ship touch ground like lion soup. Don't invite me, I'll tear the fuck down. White boys cut my toupee. Seventh day rester on speedway. I slope MC Slay. It ain't nothing to bust ass. Bullet him, get him fast. Bitch, I don't break out, pass to the next rash. The dog piss on MCs like trees. Got meals, but still grill that old good welfare cheese. Your bra too tight. It's alright. You still gonna get fucked tonight. Ho.
Stankin' assholes.
You're the type of bitch don't appreciate shit. Never had shit, so you won't be shit. That pussy there couldn't satisfy a hair on my body. Keep me like a lolly and slide me down. Doodoo Brown. Toss salad. Oh, you in some shit now.
calling me a dog, well, leave a dog alone. Cause nothing can stop me from burying my bones in the backyard of someone else's house. Old dirt dog, but I'm not dogged out. Here comes Rover, slipping at your ass. But pardon me, bitch, as I shit on your grass. That means, ho, you've been shitted on. I'm not the first dog that shitted on your lawn. Ho, yeah.
My style is old school. I keep it dirty, and I know that a bastard is one who has no father.
He nearly blew himself up on stage at the 1998 Video Music Awards and got busted in the parking lot the same night. But that was hardly the most outrageous example of OD behavior we ever saw.
I got burnt by gonorrhea before, and then I got burnt two times by gonorrhea.
Jesus, what you doing, Jesus?
Working on the album.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking for new girls to put babies in.
Alright.
If you need a strong hand, I rap, but I sing, man. To guide you through the night. And I don't know how to sing.
Brooklyn, so same with you when you step to the old dirty bastard.
Yes, I am the world's greatest entertainer.
I know Praz and the Fugees do things for the community. What is going to be your thing for the community?
Nothing.
Ooh, baby. Excuse me. All right, man, this juice tastes good, baby.
But as crazy as all that was, nothing could come close to what ODB showed MTV in March of 1995.
I show my welfare card, and I get my money.
With Wu-Tang Clan's album selling over a million copies,
Wu-Tang is number one. Bad.
And just days before his solo album entered the charts, ODB took MTV News along with his family in a limo to cash a welfare check.
None of you know, better look at me funny. No, you know my name, I'm giving my money.
Get some food stamps.
Anybody got a quarter?
Baby, I got your money.
Bring it, girl.
Bring
it right now.
When she put that card in there, for real, I didn't think it would work. I swear. But it worked. And we got food stamps.
Come on.
So we still on the system. Why would you want to get free money? You owe me 40 acres and the mule anyway. You ain't gonna never see no town like this again in your life. You'll love it. Love it.
Rest in peace, old dirty.
See, my name is the ODB. The old dirty bastard.
Wu-Tang, 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 Wu-Tang.
Rockefeller, 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 Rockefeller.
Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
Was the year that it started. Crack hit the states and my hood got to poppin'. Back then they had to catch you with no cards. Without a doubt, Brooklyn had the hardest projects. Nowadays, if a nigga said you got it, you be sitting in the county with like three or four charges. Young and started, but I had a talent to get this package up, cause I took it as a challenge. So older niggas gave me much as I could handle. Cop the Eagle started jacket with the green New Balance shit. I'm feeling clean, I was only 13 with the heavy starch on my Bugle Boy jeans. My name spelled out on my four finger ring. It was dirt then, cause my Gertrude ain't seen.
Yeah.
Old dirty bastard. Roll it.
See, my name is the ODB.
spit 10 rhymes, nigga, 9 gon' connect. If you ain't feeling 1 or 2, I respect, cause I probably just forgot and wrote it strictly for my set. Wu-Tang, man, I love my set. Niggas coming up here, cause this is where the cheese at. Look here, more money, more pounds, my ass. Use a naive cat, if you should believe that. For real, that's a bitch to try to keep you where you at. All content, while niggas riding Bentleys and Maybach. Think I'm a layback player, forget it. First 100 G's I see, nigga, I'm trying to flip it. And that's some real shit, not just a lyric. Got a couple of open cases, not too specific. Niggas out here trying to prove who's the realest. It's okay to pop shit, but come a little different.
Yeah.
Tell them who the fuck I been.
The ODB.
Tell them who the fuck I been.
Another phone call here. Hello?
Hi. My name is Mienda, and I live in Florida. Being a young black female and also a teen mother, what do you guys do to give back to the community? Also directed mostly towards ODB. I know Praz and the Fugees do things for the community, but what is going to be your thing for the community?
Nothing.
Gentlemen, getting laid, taking heads, that's my hobby. Punching mother feels in the face, who call me Robbie. I be the RZA, call me that cuzza. Never liked the name, obviously, from my papa. 30 Deluxe, you I'm hunting for ducks. Snatching devils up by the hair, they cut his head off.
Yeah, from the bottom, all the way up.
Don't turn the roll out of the neck. For real, I need to out. Yeah.
Plug it up. Cocaine make your speakers blow. Party amps getting stiffed up down with a tune. When there's trouble in my camp, a wireless amp. High amps, a ramp, sit to rule like spam. The what got me damn? These dogs are lamb. Moses, you don't want to tamp. I see all fans. A blue truck, too. My new light room. Coke out in Peru. In here like shampoo.
Oh my God, everybody's going crazy in here.
All right, it's cool.
We glad you're home.
All right, good, thanks, man.
Let's listen to this. All right. You can come in.
After laying down a few verses, Pharrell needs Dirty to add some final touches to the track.
I need the
wow.
All right, you want that same exact or?
Nah, I just need you. Like, you do it. You do. Okay. Like, sing something.
Hold on, I don't know what the f*** to say.
Hey, yo. I'll do it, but I want your touch on it, man.
No, I'm doing that with you. This is the intro.
All right, you want me to say, I don't know what the, I'm telling you, honestly, I don't know. I wanted you to decorate it.
Like, baby, guess who's home, guess who's home, guess who's home.
All right, come on.
Guess who's home.
Me, but I have a little problem with you not fucking me. Baby, you know I'ma take care of you. Cause you said you got my baby and I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing? No, it's bad, bitch. For good or worse, makes you switch. So I walk on over with my crystal. Bitches, niggas, put away your pistol. Dirty won't be having that in this house. Cause bitch, I'll cripple your style. Now that you heard my charming voice, you couldn't get another nigga.
Your coochie won't get moist.
If you wanna look good and not be bummy, yo, you better give me that money. Video.
Oh, Dirty on the hat, and I let you all know.
Just dance if you caught up in the Holy Ghost trance.
If you stop, I'ma put them killer ants in your pants.
I'm the ODB, as you can see. FBI, don't you be watching me.
I don't want no problems, cause I put you down in the ground where you cannot be found.
I'm just a dog trying to make somebody. So give me my streaks and give me my honey. Radios play this all day, every day. Recognize I'm a fool and you love me. None of you know, better look at me funny. No, you know my name, now give me my money.
Hey, dirty.
Sing it.
Baby, I got your money.
Sing it, girls.
I said, hey.
Just sing it right now.
Baby, I got your money.
If 31 is hey, money, I think dirty. Y'all should give him his money.
Baby, I got your money.
Like this all night. Bitches, put your ass out, let me hold it tight. You're looking at my wrist saying, this so nice. The price, bitch, is diamond, shining, disco line.
You better help me solve my problem. I'ma get this money and rob them.
Lucky dog when I won the lotto. Ran up on my car, I'm carrying Rollo.
But hold on, you can call me dirty and then lift up your skirt. And you want some of this dirty.
God made dirty, dirt bust your ass. Stop annoying me, yeah, play my music loud.
And take the batch of no dirty to move the crowd.
Just say he had his dick in his mouth. Eddie Murphy taught me that back of the
house. But give him the money.
Hey, dirty, baby, I got your money.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
We're just a regular man, just a regular daddy, father figure. When we start to get older, we'll see certain things. Being a celebrity, it's like, you know, you get certain cons to it. Like, you know, you can't be that regular person. You can't be that regular. You can't have that regular family outing like you normally would. So that's the difficult part of it. But daddy always kept it regular.
There was one time I was at Coney Island, and it was like 11 a.m. I never thought he would do it in his life. I tell everybody this. He ate some scavenger type creature from the abyss of the ocean. It had hot sauce on it. I was young. I was at least 5 or 7. And then he put it in his mouth and he slipped it out like that. It was a clam. He ate at least like 30, 50. I was like, fuck, let me get it. You know what I'm saying? No, but don't eat the clams. They'll mess up everything.
He loves Mr. Miss Jones. That was one of his favorite songs.
Mrs. Jones.
He loved Now Laters, but he liked a lot of hard candies.
Mm-hmm.
He never liked to share his candy.
Not even we were like, Daddy, can we have some?
No.
He didn't want us to be tied into the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things people don't know, he didn't want to be in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
He would say when he come home from jail, he's like, I don't want to be a part of, you know, the industry anymore. I just want to live regular. I want to take my family and move away.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to, when we visit him in jail, he wanted to build the ark. A Noah's ark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so crazy, but my son's name is Noah. So he wanted to build the ark, and he wanted 2 of everything. And he wanted to take all his family, meaning all his children. It's about, 8, 9 of us? And all the mothers.
7
of us. Take all the baby moms, including my mother. I didn't know how this was going to work. But it's all on this boat. So we could just sell and just live our life in peace.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't want to come back to none of this. He didn't want my brother being in music. He wanted us dealing with none of this.
His initial reaction when I said I didn't want to be a musician, he was like, you can't rap. You know, he said it just like that. I was like, I was small. I was like, damn. He never, really said anything that I could do. So when he said that, it was like, what he was doing is like, I can't live up to your expectation. So you already know our temper. And it's still higher levels to reach.
How y'all seen him on TV?
That's how he was. That was his
no
dynamic.
There was no act.
Mm-hmm.
There was no show. That's who he was. So he was digging up his nose. You doing it to me right now. Digging up his nose, doing, whatever. So that was just our father.
Peace. I'm Taniqua.
I'm Boston Unique.
I'm Shaquita. And we rocking out with Vibe. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Cat Calloway, featuring the Dirt Dog.
First things first, man, you're dealing with the worst. I'm seeing the pins in your head like a piece of nurse. I'll attack any nigga who's slack in his mat. Come fully back with the fat, but the heat is on, I'm about to blow up the spot. All I wanna see is fire, cause I'm making shit hot. Like the road between blocks, mad niggas I shot. Give a fuck on the top, pop my state with a lot. Down at the top, 600 and raw. Crazy as a fox, trying to rock for knocks. It's the hero, Alpha, Gino War. Trying to score, man, don't know the billion and more. It's a meaningful war, that's all I saw.
It's all about that mafia.
I'm a nose, I roll with sick, who's thrown every eye, tapping forward, one of the best stones. Get alone from the start, speed, cause of my pop. With the pills, he a drop, who can't be no drop.
But Minnie had a heart, oh, yeah, as big as a whale.
Hide,
scheme with the scheme to catch cream. Some diamond rings, jewels, all types of prices, things. Just in case you don't make it to the safe, don't talk to Jake or your whole shit. Be late, got a bomb already to blow up the White House. Be quiet as a mouse, my job is under boot. Better know the scoop. Got niggas underground in your walls and your roof. About ready to shoot, 6-6-6-2. Cause I'm going all out with this impossible loot. I'm unstoppable, my six-man team is unstoppable. Think of my middle finger hat, you. Living in America's stuff. When I was young, some say I had no sense. I rhymed all day until my throat got tense. And brought a lot of change from my lungs to my knees. In the winter I cough, all summer I sneeze. At you! Then I was sure there was only one tour. Original rhymes, wholesome and pure. Democratics all debating, one of these are imitating. But the knowledge that I'm giving, positivity stimulating. I acknowledge them seeing in the South Bronx town. Soundview projects. Did they really go down? Shit, I remember when I was 12 years old. I didn't know about fronting or playing a role. I thought I was slick. I felt harder than bricks with my Mr. Lee and my uptown dicks. Prince Star jacket and my baseball cap. I'm telling you, Billy Dick Tap, that bought my jock strap. A post this party, other known as the jam. Looking for my cousin Bam Bam Sweet Bam. From front to back, the jam was packed. Over there, some dance. Over there, I'm just mad. I looked around and I started to walk. The overwhelming voice and a chilly slang talk. The chip was nice, worth paying the price to give up. Weak them seeds, beneficial advice. Yes, beneficial meaning good for more. Cutting Christopher Columbus would have loved to explore. Studied them, see it change lyrics around before I became a member of the Lost and Found. My words got strong, I bettered my voice. Rolling over people, no to be top choice.
Blah, blah, blah. Hoodlum.
Hidey, 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 hidey,
hidey, hidey,
hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey,
hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey,
hidey, hidey,
hidey, hidey,
hidey, hidey,
hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey,
hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, talk about where you guys going. You guys like all out of here going to Europe?
Yeah, well, we're going to Europe tonight. You know, we'll be back next week, 2 weeks from now. Jesus, what you doing, Jesus?
Working on album.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking for new girls to put babies in.
All right. Talking. Next Jesus is gonna tell us that the big boat sinks, does it? Tell me it ain't so.
Nah, all the right. Big boat can't sink, baby.
Let's take a. We have a phone call.
I designed
right now.
It myself.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Hi, this is Audrey.
Audrey, where are you calling from?
From Indianapolis.
From Minneapolis. What's your question?
My question is for everyone on the panel.
Yeah.
First, I just want to say hi to everybody.
They said, what's up? Go
My
ahead,
question
Audrey.
Is, do you sometimes feel that you can't always say what you want to say, that you have to be censored?
Is that a problem for anybody? Cannabis, what
and
do you think
that
about
you
that?
You can't express yourself to your fullest, because we're all really interested in what you guys have to say, and we want you to be as true as possible.
And Cannabis, that's a part of making a record, because when you go into the studio, I mean, you can write your lyrics, you can say what you want to say, you may have to put a sticker on the CD, but ultimately your fans are going to hear what's really, really on your mind, which is a little bit different than making a movie. Talk right about that.
I mean, you got to say what you feel. You got to say what's on your mind, and that's kind of like the gift that we got as artists, and the blessing that we got to get record deals and to get signed and to have a company back you up with all this money to put you on the shelf, you know, in all the major stores across the country, you know, so you got to say what you feel, you know, you got to just, I mean, F the censorship, just got to say what you feel.
That's good, and that's probably the importance of having people around you that can support that. We have another call. Hello?
Yes.
Hold on, hey, man, I got to say
wait,
something
hold on.
About that.
No, Jesus.
Since y'all was talking about saying what feel, take all this out of my mouth for a second.
That just pops right out?
Yeah, it pops right out. Let me let y'all know how I feel. To me, it's like everybody's scared of the government, you know what right I'm saying? Because they killed Tupac and they killed Biggie Smalls. I don't care what y'all say. That's my sin. Who cares? I'm just letting y'all know, y'all could be afraid of the government all y'all want to. I've been afraid of the government for 29 years. Y'all ain't telling me I was Jesus, so it's okay. I love you. Don't, you know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting y'all know, all that afraid of the government stuff, you know what I'm saying? That's dead in my life, man, because I got special things to put on people. You know what I'm saying? But don't get me wrong, I love y'all, you know what I'm saying? If you're gonna be real, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Don't play no games. This ain't no games no more. All right? If you're gonna be real, keep it real. When you see my next album, God Made Dirt, and Dirt Don't Hurt Baby Jesus, then you're gonna see what's really real and what's gonna happen.
All right.
Yo, check this out. This the Wu-Tang Clan, you know what I'm saying? From the Shaolin, you know what I'm saying? We got Big Poop right there. We got the Jizza right there. We got the Raekwon, the chef right there. You know what I'm saying? Right here. Who's that? We got Method Man right there. We got Inspector Deck. We got Baby You God, Golden Arms. You know what I'm saying? In the back, we got Master Killer. And we got the RZA, but he not in effect right now. You know what I'm saying? My name is the Old Dirty Bastard. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give it to you raw in a few seconds.
We used to go to the Deuce and watch all the flex, all the Kung Fu flex all night, smoke bones and get drunk and just lounge out.
It was nasty. They was sharp. Everything was like precise, man. The moves, the way they was thinking and all of that. You know, the way how they all come as a family and they all go out together. You know, one brother, he might run off and get into something and something might happen to him. And then his brothers is there to revenge his death or whatever. If somebody tried to flip on him or whatever. It's just the love, man, the love and the loyalty and the way they was doing it, man. It was just so sharp. Man, and it's like when you get into it, it's like just looking at reality on some. That's how I be.
Basically, man, Wu-Tang represents a sword style of rhyming, man. The Wu is the way, the Tang is the slang, the Clan represents the family, man. We call it a sword style because we are lyrical assassins and we are aware that the tongue is symbolic to the sword. You know what I'm saying? So we work with it like that. Also, if you want to break it down within each letter, it can represent witty, unpredictable talent and natural game, meaning that what you have here is a clique of brothers with witty, unpredictable talent and a lot of natural game. I say natural game because that's like street sense. You have to have natural game in order to survive in the slums or the ghetto. Or
street knowledge, cluster. Street knowledge.
Street knowledge. So basically, Wu-Tang is a sword style. We utilize our tongues against guns. You know what I'm saying? We want it like that.
See, Wu-Tang is like a name, you know what I'm saying? We really all straight up ghetto, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no type of gimmick or no type of sound effects or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Wu-Tang is the name. See, like he said, Wu-Tang is the sword style, you know what I'm saying? See, if you watch Kung Fu movies, you notice that they be doing some stuff that you don't usually see people be doing. They be in gymnastics, flipping, kicking, you know what I'm saying? So Wu-Tang is like one of the sharpest styles, you know what I'm saying? So we keeping it on that, you know what I'm saying? When I get down for my crown, I come out crazy like a tiger or something, you know what I'm saying? Nobody can't even F with me, straight up and down. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we come in, you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, you could just come over top of that shit. Can I hear it? Nigga, embed your head, huh? And it don't stop. It all starts with the pad and pen. Shall we begin to burn bush in this rap session? Once again on the run, be the Black Stallion. Now you fucking with the Callion. Iron lung, boy, me can done. Army of one, blaze your bun. I'ma get you none except challenge. Run a mile with a racist. They iced it, I aced it, placed it right up in their face till they faced it. Hard to the dome like a chrome microphone. I'm bad to the bone. Danger zone. That's my life and my song. Keep it moving. Hop alone, little dog is.
Dropping Mac Cadillac, dark shaded window, all sunny black. Fake antenna back of the car, side is on TV, even the bar. Bulletproof down, safe and sound. Sober in the front, just to drive the Lexus all around. Give your body a ride, nice and warm aside. Come to the dirt dog, it's a cummy ride.
Yo, yo, a Wu-Tang clip will make your atom split. The power of my brain, you can't fathom it. Whoever go against the will of the grain will get slain. Don't ever say die, God name in vain. My third eye electronic dragonfly spy will observe and record your words and your lies and approach you. And have my dogs come and ghost you. When it comes to the bread, son, the heat will toast you.
Music makes me lose control. This is not just rock and roll. Hip-hop digs right to the soul. Music makes me lose control. Wu-Tang, now we on the roll. On the rise, now here we go. Guaranteed to flip the show. RZA Beast is out of control. Out of control, out of control, out of control. Now here we go.
Yo, who got that nigga gassed like he can't get ski masks abducted from his doorstep? Duffel bag his head for the price of nothing. He's a glutton. When I'm manifesting, each day is a lesson. Y'all faggots came to the school of the 36 chambers. Copied off papers of scholars to earn dollars. We trendsetters and woo leathers. Trendsetters and woo leathers, whatever.
Music makes me lose control. This is not just rock and roll. Hip hop digs right to the soul. Music makes me lose control. Wu-Tang, now we on the roll. On the rise, now here we go. Music makes me lose control. Music makes me lose control. Music makes me lose control. This is not just rock and roll. Hip hop digs right to the soul. Music makes me lose control. Wu-Tang, now we on the roll. On the rise, now here we go. Guaranteed to flip the show. RZA Beast is out of control. Out of control, out of control, out of control. Now here we go.
If you want to say one word to describe ODB, it'd be like character. Like this dude was dripping with character. Like he touched your ear, you felt him.
I got mad expressions to show you tonight. It's the ODB, kid.
His ability to do shit that no one had the balls to do, he did what he wanted, right? You cannot contain his creativity.
And this life that I'm living is bang.
He wasn't gonna be boxing. He was kind of like on some Bruce Lee, Jeet Kune Do shit. That's why he says there's no father to my style, right? Because his style was free.
I'm only going to keep it alive and I'm only going to keep it real because the nigga only got one life to live.
He was very confident in the fact that he was a unique individual, a son unique.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it on with it.
Name of the album, man, is we're gonna return it back to 36 Chambers.
Old Dirty Bastard is my second cousin. And the first time I met Old Dirty, I think we was probably around 5 years old. Old Dirty house was really the house of music. Eclectic music, though, from James Brown, Marvin Gaye, but also The Doors and Led Zeppelin was there.
My inspirations is the old school singing, you know, Dramatics, Alvin Heisey Brothers, The Hive, Lonely, you know what I'm saying? All that philosophy.
We would just be walking down the street and he'd just start singing Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack. And we like, yo, you know, but if you don't know that music back then, you wouldn't even know what he was singing. Old school music was always his.
His brother was one of the first guys with a DJ set. But, you know, when he wasn't around, me and Dirty would always play with his turntables and his mixer.
I think it was Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, was the first time we all stood up there and tried to say those rhymes as if we wanted to be MCs. I would think about 16, 17 years old. They were really, really wanting to be MCs.
When breakdancing came, he learned breakdancing. When the human beatbox came, he became the human beatbox specialist.
My life living my own
stroke. He got hit with that bug of being a lyricist and knowing that he could tell his story. He just became relentless with it.
I come strong, I make dollars born, I flip the script and rock on. Repeat, I'm past the f***ing dawn. Bash the hammer, you broke down, leave the grammar. What? You can't understand that, here's a panorama.
These dudes used to run around and do battles and all that, go to different cities, and Dirty was the front line. He was so passionate about what he was doing back then. It made me even feel like this might be something that I think that I can get involved with too one day.
From the age of 14, to 18, we was into the streets, into hip-hop.
Like, it wasn't easy to grow up in these rough streets of Brooklyn. I don't care where was your nationality, but that molded. That molded the individual. That molded that Brooklyn Warrior MC vibe.
The only way you couldn't flex in Brooklyn was going to the zoo. Because you can't make no money without going to Brooklyn Zoo.
Me and Dirty would get on the train and we'll ride to the Bronx. We'll ride to your school. We'll show up at your school like samurai. And I think that battling personality, it led me to understand, like, we're Wu-Tang. You know what I mean? The best swordsman. I just started, you know, talking to Dirty, talking to Jizza, and pitching this idea, like, let's be this.
We're taking y'all back to the battles, you know what I'm saying? Battles with handcuffs. I mean, we from that generation flashing back, you know what I'm saying? This is that Wu-Tang slang right here.
Dirty bastard from the Wu-Tang squad. Can I get raw? Yes, I get dirty to the floor. Rhyme, hitting on your mind.
So when we first met, it was right off the bat that he's into rap. We met at a Sweet 16 party in Linden Plaza. He told me his name was Unique, and he was trying to explain Unique Ace on the Law. And I'm like, what are you talking about? My name is Tracy.
That became when he got knowledge of himself. He started studying mathematics, then he chose the name Ason Unique. He just was very, very studious. At the same time, it was just coming of age with, you know, finding the woman that would become his wife.
I lived in building 4 at the time. He lived in building 1. But behind building 4, me and him was walking. It was a rainy night. So we're walking back there, and it's like a puddle of water. He took his jacket off so I can step on his jacket to step over the puddle. And I'm like, why did you do that for? And now your jacket is all wet. He just was showing me the type of person that he is. And I'm like, wow, nobody never, like, what the hell is this all about? Like, he already knew what he wanted. And he wanted me to be his wife. I'm like, we just meet? And what are you talking about? He's like, no, you're the one. You're the one.
We was always together as a unit. We was a little army. That's how we moved, you know?
He wanted everything perfect. That's how he was with his life. He wanted everything perfect with his wife and children.
My father gave us this special approach to the world that we was born in. He was like, okay, this is who we gonna be. And that's to teach and also respect.
He was real strict with studying lessons. And that was the lessons, the Nation of Islam. It's knowledge, wisdom, culture, freedom, power, refinement,
equality, God, build, destroy, born, knowledge, cipher.
A lot of Old Dirty's actions was based on those 12 jewels and how to get those in as many people's hands and lives as he can.
And I'm not here to destroy him on here to build. You know what I'm saying? I got some that's gonna break down the devils, and I got some shit that's gonna build up the gods and earths. That's all I got.
When you think about the 90s hip-hop scene, and you think about radio stations, you know, playing very little hip-hop, and one station being really a prominent location was Stretch and Barbido.
From 1990 to 1998, myself and DJ Stretch Armstrong had a radio show. It wound up becoming this platform for a number of unsigned and up-and-coming artists, Nas, Biggie, Wu-Tang.
To get a chance to freestyle on that station was definitely like the wick. The light, the torch to your success.
We let RZA rhyme, and he had somebody with him who was named Ason Unique.
All right, so for the listeners that don't know, this is Ason.
And Ason gets on the mic. This was on some real magic because he started singing Tommy by The Who. And I'm looking at Stretch like, what the is going on? But like, he was lovable, like, immediately, you know? And then he starts rhyming, I'm the one man, Army Ason, I've never been taken out, you know, which years later becomes his crowning verse on Brooklyn Zoo.
I was an avid listener to Stretch and Bobbito show, and he was up there, and I heard him, and I was blown away, it was spectacular.
Hip-hop to me is like a
Dante Ross, he was listening that night that the group was up there freestyling. He's at a club, he's going home, he hears ODB, tells the cab driver, chill, take me up to 114th Street and Broadway. He comes up, he meets ODB, and the rest is history.
He was there with RZA, told him I wanted to sign him. I told RZA to come to my office, and he came a couple days later.
And that's how ODB got signed.
Well, good legend, you know what I mean? You can't sign a record deal that easy, okay? Yeah, you're like, hey, just sign right here. Your whole life is gone. No, no, we got lawyers and all that.
I told him I wanted to sign Method Man and Dirty as a group. And I told him they would be the new EPMD or Run DMC. And he was like, yo, that's an ill thought, but I'm not doing that. He told me exact words were, I'm going to put Meth with Russell and them over there, meaning Def Jam. And then he pointed on my wall and he said, but I'm going to put Dirty with the Gods. He pointed at the Brand Nubian plaque because they were 5%ers.
Dante Ross, I thought of him as an A&R in Electro Records. I thought it was something that could be good for Dirty, right? Because Elektra was doing well with hip-hop, but they didn't have a gold artist. They didn't have a platinum artist yet in hip-hop. In my mind, I was like, oh, Dirty will be that. And he was.
My name is known all over the world to the foxy ladies and the pretty girl. I go down in history as the baddest brother that ever could be.
Most of the guys didn't start working on their records until they got their deal. Dirty was already in the studio.
Shimmy Shimmy Ya, which became one of the biggest songs off that album, was recorded before he had the deal. It was basically done in my bedroom. That in daytime it was a studio, at nighttime I wrote this mat on the floor, and me and my family would sleep on the floor. So it's kind of ironic. It was the last poverty recording.
Bam. It was like, bam.
Like the idea, you know, that Dirty had a budget and we can now go and create music, you know, we just like lived it.
Got like, come on through. Shoot, just the call for the Wu. I came here to rectify Brooklyn Zoo. Terrified.
Well, RZA, because he's so instrumental in all of it, gets a lot of the credit, but RZA can never make Dirty be dirty. Only Dirty could make himself be dirty.
He had the ear for good music, for like real underground, raw shit. And telling RZA, yo, nah, tweak that. It ain't big enough. Or nah, that's not it. It ain't dirty enough. You know, that was one of his favorite words.
You know how you got a record and you gotta have three rhymes and loops. You ain't gonna see all that. You're just gonna see songs. You're gonna see music. You're gonna see basic shit that's gonna hit you in your ears.
As an album, sonically, you'll notice it really has the most bass of the earlier Wu-Tang albums. We played with the bass on that album. He wanted the bass, you know? Boom, 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 ah, boom. It's like he loved the bass that a rugged, dirty hip-hop Brooklyn club would give you.
Every day coming and playing his record so loud, like he would just blast it like at an inhuman levels of volume, dance around the studio and literally perform the record. Like, I've seen him do it like 25 times.
I was heads over heels over Brooklyn Zoo. That was like, that was an anthem. You know, that was definitely an anthem for the era.
Brooklyn Zoo was one of the first. It never has been done in the history of rap. Something like this put out.
You're better than a son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more.
When that song came on, everybody was like, it was like ruckus going on and pushing each other. It was like, wow. It was like it just brought out a lot of energy.
I mean, if you play Brooklyn Zoo in a club in New York, prime time, people are going to get busy. To this day, and that's everything. You know, that's what you want your record to do, to be timeless.
It's like exactly what the Wu-Tang production style represents. That was like an immediate thumper.
It's also a lyrical beatdown, straight through, where the hook doesn't come in until the end of the song.
Same with you step through to Old Dirty Bastard, Brooklyn Zoo.
He just bust that whole song down.
Old Dirty Bastard, Brooklyn Zoo.
We'll see that his vocal performances, his cadence, his energy and approach to the mic is unpredictable. It's unique, you know what I mean? And most importantly, it's free. Me and him are making this song, and I said, yo, we need something crazy in the middle of this song. And I suggested to him, I was like, yo, you think your wife will come down here and y'all just have an argument?
So we went down there, and Unique and him was just doing their thing. And then all of a sudden, me and Unique started arguing. And then RZA was like, yo, let's get that.
He said, wow, so I want to record y'all arguing, and I want to record, like, how you react to it.
You had these bitches calling us. We got, like, three babies to worry about.
And then he starts singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow in the middle of that. That's comic genius. That's artistic genius. And it's also putting you inside of his house.
He want to show the world what exactly is just within his own mind. What world he goes through.
It's real, right? And his way of doing it and setting it in this backdrop for this album, which gives you the reality,
and then giving a comedic spin on it. It's like a musical Richard Pryor album.
The earth trembled under my balls.
ODB's like shame radar was like at zero. Like he had no shame.
No, I'm just kidding with y'all. How y'all feeling? Listen to the album, cause it's bang.
We'll be making a song. He'll walk in the room, I'm here. And then when he started speaking, the whole song changed.
Everything was from the heart from him, you know, everything. And that's what we all loved about him. He was just so real.
As I pass the phone kid, see every measure without a new port, but it's still alive with pleasure. Come on, don't be silly. It's just a bag, it's just a millie. Hold up in the Motown Philly.
Because everybody else was just trying to say, yo, let's rap about money. Yo, let's rap about this. He says, let's rap about the truth.
You know, when you see that album artwork and you see that welfare card, that's a reflection of showing that a lot of our people are here in this position. And a lot of our people have children that need food, clothing, and shelter.
The record cover is an example of his genius. So he 100% had the idea to do that record. He virtually art directed it.
He took my welfare card and I didn't want him. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, no, we're gonna do this. I'm gonna put this on my album. I said, you can't put that on your album.
He was like, yo, God, this is gonna be my album cover.
But he made it like, I'm on food stamps, but I'm not proud of it. But it's, if I'm on food stamps, I'm gonna get mine.
And he wanted everybody to know that it's nothing to be ashamed of. People need help.
It's like this, man. You know, I remember back in the days you had KRS-One, you know, he was coming and telling people to get off welfare. For what? Why are you telling people to get off that? Why? What's wrong with getting welfare?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Baby, come on, baby, come on, baby, come on.
The album was the introduction to what the world was gonna see him as really being, and he knew it.
He stayed exactly who he was in 1990-91. That's the same person that you saw selling a million records, and that is hard to do.
Y'all only got the times when he was just all that. It's so deeper than that.
And then when you think about what he felt personally about life, O'Dirty cared about his people. People wonder why he didn't leave Brooklyn. It's because he cared about people.
He always knew that we would rock the world back then, you know what I mean? At the age of 22, he gave us all a sense of confidence when it come to touching that mic.
You know, what he wanted at the end for us to realize is that don't be afraid. And that's what I miss about him.
What he did continues to inspire and influence artists for generations.
I'm living proof of it. Like, I only got this from him, so he can never die.
It's on the brain.
Yo, peace, man. Old Dirty Bass out, man, and I'm out.
Yeah.
All the Way Live Radio, CKUT, 90.3 FM, every single Wednesday, 3 to 5. Hope you enjoyed this Old Dirty Bastard audio collage that I put together. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. And don't forget to tune in tonight, midnight to 2 a.m., CKUT.ca, 90.3 FM, Off the Hook Radio, DJ Buddha Blaze Flow. Shout out to Tokyo. And yeah, have a great day. Peace.
Data are data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Coombit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at coombit.org or email at info@coombit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
There is this thing. Do you realize what is? There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on.
What?
Do you realize?
Our consciousness is affected.
There is this thing going on.
What is called?
The news brought to you live. Live.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Off the Hour, right here on CQUT 90.3 FM. We are 13 days into the month of January. We are broadcasting from unceded Mohawk and Anishinaabe territory. You're tuned into The Avalanche, a special presentation of CQUT's Community News Department. The Avalanche seeks to cover issues affecting those with disabilities. I'm your host, Zoe. On today's show, we have the second part of our interview with the Why Us campaign. Why Us seeks to critique Bill C-7, which is an amendment to the Assisted Dying Act that targets disabled people. All that and more, right here on CQUT 90.3 FM. You are listening to The Avalanche, where all abilities are welcome. If you'd like to get involved, you can call 514-448-4041, extension 6788, or email news at ckut.ca. You can also follow us on Twitter at @avalancheckut.